Okay, we are back live from the Potato Festival here in Clonmel and County Westmeath. You are listening to clonmelandcommunityradio.com. Do check us out on the web. And we're joined in the studio in the men's shed here at the moment by Joan Daly. Joan, welcome. And you're one of the people who's involved heavily in the organisation of today's event.
I am. I'm chairperson of the Community Council who run the Potato Festival.
Okay. And I mean, I know you've all been here since the crack of dawn this morning setting up, and I'm sure people are tired now, and it seems to be kind of winding down. I think we've had the last of the competitions. I can see some of the lads in the band are heading out now. I'm guessing once it all quietens down now, the momentous task of the clean up and clear out, that all begins as
everything ends, and we'll be here for maybe another 2 hours. But sure, it's all worth it in the end.
It is. I have to say, it's been a great day. Steady flow of people in and out of the square. And from what I've been hearing, just kind of walk around, listen to people talking, it seems everyone is having a great time. And it may not have been as many people as last year, but I suppose it's hard to gauge really, because it was like a steady flow of people. But the organisation behind this, I mean, this is it's an event that happens for one day every year, and it goes on for 4 or 5 hours. Well, that's open to the public for 4 or 5 hours. We know there's a hell of a lot more that goes on in the background, the run up to the Potato Festival. And can you just give us an indication of how much time, energy and effort actually goes into putting on something like this?
Okay, we usually start around March.
March.
And we meet maybe once a week, sometimes once every fortnight if there's like holidays in between. But we start in March, and then coming up towards the big day, we're here, we have meetings maybe every twice a week. We have to measure out the spaces in the market square, judging by how many stall holders are coming. We contact all the stall holders. We make sure we don't double up on anything. We organise the marquees and, of course, all our sponsors, to whom we are very grateful. So a lot of work goes into it, and it does seem very compacted into 4 hours, but months of work.
It is. I think it pays for itself. It really has, because, I mean, from what I've seen, I'm going around, some of the stall holders that are here today have been here for previous ones as well. Yeah. So I mean, they're obviously big supporters of the event, and Meath Potatoes once again sponsoring the event. And I suppose if it weren't for Meath Potatoes, it wouldn't be as big a success as it is, because I know they do contribute quite a lot. And even the hampers, I've seen some of the hampers, and they're absolutely works of art.
Oh, they are works of art. Absolutely. There's no other way to describe them, Stephen.
Yeah.
They are fabulous, and they are so generous. Them, along with Westmeath County Council, without both of them, we wouldn't be able to put it on. But in the background, Meath Potato Company are always in contact with us, suggesting things, helping things, trying to improve and help us to improve every year. They are phenomenal. A big shout out to Jenny Mead in particular, who's like the right-hand woman of the Community Council when it comes to the Potato Festival. She's been brilliant.
Excellent. And in relation to the Community Council, just touch base on that. How long have the Clonmel Community Council been in existence now?
Now, I would say that they're in existence since about 2006, if memory serves right.
So they're going for quite a long time.
They're going for a long time. I haven't been involved on the Community Council for that length of time. I've been with them for the past 3 years, but I've been a volunteer with them from the very beginning.
Yeah, and we do know, and it often goes unsaid. I mean, a lot of people are out front, and you will see people who are going around doing things, and like they're the ones that kind of have maybe a spotlight shone on them. But the likes of yourself and other members of the council are, as you said, working on building this fantastic event since March, and it's all work that goes on in the background.
That's it.
And it's, you probably don't get much recognition, because people just expect it happens and they think, oh, isn't that great? But they don't know all the toil and hard work that goes on in the background. So, I mean, as we're sitting here today, I just want to say heartfelt thanks to yourself and also the other members of the Community Council, because there is a lot of hard work that goes on, and so many people have been involved. I know you say you've been involved the past 3 years, but over the years there have been many people involved, and it's like everything else, it's all done voluntarily for the good of the community.
It is. And I'd just like to say, myself, Paula Coonan, who has been she has played a stormer from March till now in the organisation, Marion Gary, who is always there every meeting, She knows everything. She's a mine of information. She's been on the community council since the very beginning. She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
And we've had Jenny and Noel Devine on the committee, and Andrew Smith, who's been a fantastic MC here today, has been for the past couple of years. Without him, I think it would be a duller day.
Well, that's funny, because we actually said that earlier, because Andy and his wit, I think he's a lovely guy. And I mean, so an MC can just go around and do what's required, but Andy goes that little bit extra, and he's a funny man as well. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. He is. He is indeed. I don't know what we'd do without him. We'll never let him go.
Okay, I'm just thinking, John, this is probably the first time you've sat down all day.
It is.
Right, and I'm sorry, you're going to have to go back to it now.
I know. Anything else you want?
Rain is starting again. Well, do you know, we've had a good day. Let the rain come.
That's it.
Okay, anything else to add, John, before we...
No, thanks to yourselves for coming along today. We're delighted to have you. And again, we just want to thank our sponsors, without whom this day couldn't happen. And we're delighted that, as you said, stall holders who have been here in previous years, they're so loyal, and we're delighted to have them here too.
Great. Okay, John Daly, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
We'll be back after this. Yeah.